Thank you for the invitation. And so in today, in this talk, I would like to speak some aspects of about some index of rigidity first defined by Nicholas Katz. Maybe Katz introduced in this index, maybe for the application to the some arithmetic geometry. But okay, so but I would like to focus on some aspect for the application to the theory of differential equations. Okay, so first of all, I would like to remind you the definition of an index of rigidity first. So the definition is very simple. So it is defined as a characteristic of geometrical homology of the angular connection. The connection is defined on some open subset of a projective sinus curve, and he's introduced the index of rigidity as a Euler characteristic of the end connection of the geometrical homology of L. I'm sorry? Zarsky Topazi, yes. Okay. So, and there is so many application of this very simple quantity for the theory of the Katz, which is introduced in the very famous his book, so-called, it is, the name is rigid worker systems. And in his famous book, there are so many beautiful theories, but I picked some three fundamental facts from his theory and as following. So especially in the x equal p1 case, he find very interesting theory by using this index with so-called very good operation, so-called major compression. Okay, so, and the first one is maybe the origin of the name of the index of rigidity. So that's index characterizes the rigidity of the connection. Yes, so the connection, rigidity of the connection is equivalent to the index of rigidity is equal to 2. So, okay, so this, okay, of course, yeah. Here I use the rigidity in the following sense, and L is called rigid if and only if there is no deformation after fixing the local isomorphic crosses. That is the meaning of the rigidity here, yes. So maybe so this theorem looks natural because exactly. So because H0 and H2 is just one dimensional. So index rigidity 2 means H1 is 0. So so the first cohomology of drum cohomology is some kind of abstraction of deformation. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Yes, the modular space, the dimension of modular space can be counted by H1. So
this is a cohomology of forms value.
Yeah. Okay, this is a first, a very fundamental fact of the index of rigidity. And but this fact not should not to be x equal to p1, but so, and the next theorem is also very important. So this index is preserved. In this case, x should be p1. But in this case, x should be p1. But index of rigidity is preserved by very natural operation on the connection on p1. So Fourier transformation and also major compression. Yes. So this index is very good invariant under these very natural operation on the differential equations. But maybe, so major compression is not so famous operation, so maybe I should say something about major compression. Major compression is very natural generalization of the very classical integral transformation in the classical theory of the special functions. So the Euler transformation is just convolution product with the power function x bar by lambda. So this is very simple operation for the function. And Of course, as you know, the convolution can be decomposed by using the Laplace transformation. Because after taking Laplace transformation, convolution becomes just a multiplication. So this convolution can be decomposed as the following form. Laplace transformation, after taking Laplace transformation, and the multiplication of the x power by minus lambda, and after that, so we can go back by the inverse Laplace transformation. So by using this decomposition of this operation, then we can apply this operation for the connection level. So taking a Laplace transformation on connection, and after taking the tensoring this rank one connection, and finally, so go back to the Laplace inversion. Yes. So,
wait. Yeah. Does rigid essentially mean that the model has of flat connections with those singularities at one point?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Does rigid mean that? Okay.
Modular space is just one point. Yes, but so we need some connectedness or modular space or something. Yeah, exactly the same. Yeah. Yes. So this index is preserved by very natural operation on the theory of the differential gradient. And the final one is one of the most important theory in the cut theory of the rigid local system. So if we assume that the connection is irreducible on the rigid, then we can reduce the connection into the just very simple rank one connection by the iterating by the iteration of the Fourier transformation and the major convolutions. Yes. So this is very important even for the theory of the classical analysis of the special functions, because as we saw in this part, some Laplace transformation and the major convolution can be seen as an integral transformation on the function level. So rank one connection or rank one differential equation can be easily solved. So and major convolution and Laplace transformation is are just invertible operation. So we can go back from this very simple one to the original differential equation. Yeah, exactly. Yes. So we can make by going back from the rank one connection, then we can obtain the integral representation of the original differential equations. Integral representation of the solution of original differential equation. So, and integral representation of the solution is very important tool to analyze the global property of the solution. So it is very important theorem even for the analysis of the special functions. Okay, so and the first part of my talk, I would like to give you some reinterpretation of these three fundamental facts of the cut from the theory of the combinatorics of the root system. Oh yes.
If you multiply by x to the minus lambda,
yeah,
and you have transforming it, mm-hmm, would you have done x minus x zero? I mean, mm-hmm, so you're adding something. You're treating the origin.
Yes. Of course, you can change the coordinate x to the x minus a or something.
Okay.
Or, yeah. Yes. Okay. So let me give you some reinterpretation of these three theorems from the root system theory of the root system. First, introduced by Crowley Bobe from the Kleber theory. Okay, so Crowley Bobe gave some realization of the modular space of the functional differential equation as a Kleber variety. Okay, so he considers this type of very simple class of differential equations. It has just only a simple poles at each singularities, so-called functional differential equations. And this equation also have the singularity on x equal to minus infinity. So The residue of infinity is defined as this formula, A. And let us fix the conjugacy classes at each singular point. The residues of each singular point, it's corresponding to, almost corresponding to the fixing the local isomorphic classes at each singular point. And after that, so he considered this kind of modular space of differential equation whose local isomorphism classes are fixed on this. As yes, okay, yes. This is a kind of modular space of functional ordinary differential equations. And he gave a realization of this space as a quiverbirdy as follows. Okay, so these three are very important theorems found by Brodie. The first one is a realization of the Kleber variety. Okay, so he construct from the modular space of differential equation this type of Kleber, star-shaped Kleber with some regs. The number of regs is equal to the number of singular points of differential equations. And we can choose some dimension vector from the conjugacy classes, and also we can choose some complex numbers from the eigenvalues of conjugacy classes. Then, after choosing this alpha and lambda and the Q, then he showed this modular space is isomorphic to the Nakajima Kubo variety, the regular part of the Nakajima Kubo variety. Okay. This is just a quotient of the stable point of the inverse image of moment map. Okay. Okay. Yes, yes. I'm sorry. Yes? Rigidity means
it is not rigid.
Yeah, it is not rigid because dimension because modular space has some dimensions. Yeah, rigid means the modular space is dimension of modular space is just zero. Yes, exactly. Yes, real root means rigid. Exactly. Yes. So
the length of the arms depend on which kind of regular
arms here.
So the arms of the figure.
Yes, yeah, this regs, yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes, yes, so these regs are corresponding to the regular singular points. Yeah, exactly. Okay, so from this picture, yes, just complex symplectic manifold, because we ignore about the framing of Nakajima Kubo variety here. Yes. And in this picture, the index of rigidity can be translated to the very natural object of the root system. Because I mean that in this case, the index of rigidity of the element of this modular space is equal to the very natural object in the root system, so called the Tietz form of the Kleber. Yes. So this index of rigidity means very natural object in the root system, also in the root system. And the middle convolution, also the middle convolution can be translated to the very natural action on the root systems. So that is the wild group action of the root system. So it means that so applying the middle convolution on this modular space, then we can obtain another modular space of a fictional differential equation. But this change can be recovered on the Kleber side as a reflection functor of the Kleber varieties. Yes. So these two pictures, so a fundamental object in the connection, one is an index of rigidity, the other is a middle convolution, can be translated to the very fundamental object in the root system, so its form and the wire group actions.
This operation changes the modular space.
Yes.
Makes it bigger.
But this is isomorphism in the modular space. Yeah, so dimension is preserved.
It's not
but
the isomorphism.
Yes. A symplectic morphism.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, yes, symplectic structure is preserved by major convolutions.
Yes, because it's
Yes. Yes, yes.
So, in terms of the spectral curves, how do we visualize the difference? Yeah, the next plane, which.
Yes, it's. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it should be considered, but I have no good answer of it. Yes. I don't have. Yes, okay, so from this. Reinterpretation from the root system, these three fundamental facts of the cut theory can naturally appears in the theory of the root system. The first one was the rigidity is it can be characterized by the index of rigidity is equal to 2. It's just corresponding to the index of rigidity is 2 is if and only if the modular space, or dimension of the modular space is 0, because this is, we can, the index of rigidity, we can move from the index of rigidity to the Tietz form, and the Tietz form counts the dimension of the modular space, so 2 means the dimension is 0, so this is very natural consequence from the dimension counting of the Kuiper-Bard is. Yes. And the next one it was a preservation of the rigidity. It is just, it corresponds to just a preservation of the Tietz form under the action of the wire groups. Yes, that is very natural. And the final one is also natural because the final one was rigid means rigid local system can be reduced to rank one by action of the major convolution. But rigid, in the right hand side, rigid means the Tietz form is equal to 2, and alpha was positive root. So positive root with Tietz form 2 is just a positive real root. The positive real root is our positive real root lives in the wire group orbit of the simple root. So simple root corresponding to the rank one collection. So this is very natural interpretation from the root system. Yes. Okay. So yep.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
The disequality in the index and the dimension of the complex space.
Yeah.
Is it the mm-hmm. order cut of something that mm-hmm. the lower vector space is obvious? I'm not sure. So is it somehow can mm-hmm. I look at the cohomology of this?
Yes.
Or this, instead of the order cut, I just get a cohomology. The relation between that cohomology and the tangent.
Ah. Yes. 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 I'm sorry. I don't have good answer of it. So I'm sorry. Yeah. Yep. Okay. So from these pictures, maybe we can say that the cut theory of the symmetry from the major convolution is very it's very natural from it is a very natural thing from the root theory of the root system. So, but this story is just on the case of Fuchsian differential equation. So maybe it is natural to consider how can I generalize this picture to the non-Fuchsian cases. Okay, so. Let me explain the generalization of this third story to the nonfiction cases. So first, this irregular singularity case. No, back the bounder should be trivial, but singularity can be extended to the irregular singularity. Yeah. Yes, and this is first initiated by Philip Voltaire, and after his work, I and my collaborator gave some result after his work. Okay, so but full explanation in full generality is very complicated, so I don't want to go into the details. So I'm sorry, I just give you a very simple example here. Okay, so in the fiction case, we have fixed the local isomorphic classes. It means that we have just fixed the conjugacy classes of matrices. It means just fixed the Jordan normal form of matrices. And in the irregular singular case, that Jordan normal form replaced by the so-called Fukuhara-Turchin level to normal forms. Yeah, here. And this normal form is just an analogy of the Jordan normal form. And it is just a normal Jordan normal. Roughly speaking, the Fukuhara-Turchin level to normal form is just a Jordan normal form with Laurent polynomial eigenvalues. Okay, so let us fix the two Fukuhara-Turchin level to normal form at singularity zero and infinity with the two Jordan cells and the three Jordan cells here. Okay. And let us consider the differential equations with two irregular singularity. And also it has the not fixed these normal forms at x equals zero and x equal to infinity here. And in generic settings, so this equation has normal form h0 at x equals zero means that the existence of the local coordinate exchange matrix g0, and after taking the conjugation by g0, this principal term at x equals zero becomes the almost Fukuhara-Turchin normal forms given before here. But almost means that the off-diagonal part of the residual term need not be zero. But diagonal part should be equal to the fixed normal forms. And also the same story holds on the infinity case, I omit to the infinity case. Okay. And these coordinate exchanges are just local one, but undertaking the global coordinate exchange, two of g zero and z infinity can be assumed to be equal to identity after taking the global coordinate exchange. So we may assume z infinity is identity. It means that the leading term of infinity is already diagonalized as normal form, in the leading term of the normal form, and the residual term has diagonal block of residual term has the same diagonal block of residual term of the fixed quadratic level to normal forms. Okay, so this is a condition of this differential equation has the fixed local normal forms. And I would like to recover this situation from the Kubrick picture, as in the following slide. Okay, yes, this is a Kubrick picture of such a situation as we saw in the previous slide. Okay, so first, let us consider a very simple Kubrick with two vertices, and the two vertices are connecting by two opposite arrows, okay? And on both vertices, we put the same dimension, same vector spaces, Cn and Cn, okay? And on the upper arrow, we put matrix is minus G times A1, okay, from right to left. And over arrow, we put G inverse from left to right. And on this setting, let us compute the relation of quivers and on the left-hand side and the right-hand side. Okay, so let's first look at the left-hand side here. Let us compute minus rho times rho star. Then it is just a minus g a1 g inverse. And it was, as we saw in the, I'm sorry to go back. So as we saw in the previous slide, g a1 g inverse should be the form of this type of matrix here, okay? And right-hand side, let us compute G star, rho star times rho. Then we obtain the minus G inverse, G and A1, and G inverse plus G inverse times G is cancelled, so just appears minus A1. And we already saw that the minus A1 is the matrix with this form, okay? And in the next step, we would like to pick up the diagonal part here and here. So we just split the both vector spaces following block decomposition of these matrices here. Then after computing the same relation here and here, then we obtain the diagonal blocks R01 here and R02 here, and R infinity 1 and 2 and 3 here. Okay, so this picture of the quiver, representational quiver with relation can recover our modular space of differential equation with irregular singularity. Okay. Yes, sure. Arrows comes from these five vertices coming, which are expressing the conjugacy classes of these residue. Yes? Yes. I understand, but in this setting, so double quiver naturally appears. So
In the regular
Here is we should consider double. Yes. Oh, I'm sorry, yeah. Yes? So after taking the legs on each vertices from the conjugacy classes of these arrows, then we can obtain the Nakajima quiver already. Yes. Okay, so anyway, we could get some quiver picture of the moduli space, as we saw in the Fuchsian case, which is first obtained by Crowley Bobby. Yep.
So this defines that Laplacian equation.
Mm-hmm.
Is it correct to say that this is as the singularity of the original Laplacian
equation? It may have singularity.
No, I'm saying the original Laplacian equation has some singular law. I can imagine it's not a conical like a killer. I can imagine that it's part of the singularity, the original. Yes.
Right.
No, I'm understanding it. It's a complex manifold. This is the same as the manifold is clearly not, but it could be describing that particular singularity. It's a Nakajima quiver.
Yeah. So
it's
yes, yes. It's more like open path. Yeah, open path, because we need to impose the some open condition coming from the roles that should be living in the GLMC. Yes, open sub-manifold.
That's right, so it's consistent with what I'm saying.
Yes. The full cleaver variety may have the singularity, but our modular space can be embedded into the smooth part.
So you're saying this is bigger?
Yes, bigger. Yeah, right.
The cleaver variety is bigger
Yeah.
There's a general construction before you get to the quiver, which involves the two tangent bundle of the root. So it's more that
that
will give this metrics on the root part where the bundle is trivial.
Right. So
and then you can embed the two tangent bundle of the root in the two tangent bundle of the algebra, and then you get the quiver.
But like the original space at the singularity near the locus where all those elements are being added. Right.
You also is that in the much like in this path.
So that's how, is this the origin of this?
Thank you for your comments, sir. Okay, so there are some problems which appear only in our case for the irregular singularity, which does not appear in the case of function modular space. Because first one was we need to add the open condition on the cleaver picture, because roster was the element in the GLMC, so we need to impose some kind of this type of non-banishing of the determinant of the cleaver variety. Okay. And next one is the dimension vector coming from differential equation should have satisfy something, some relation, because as we look at this picture, so these two sides of dimension vector, after taking the sum of these both sides, then the sum should equal to the length of the original differential equation. So the sum of dimension vector on each side should be coincide. So we need to impose this type of relation if you consider the dimension vector coming from differential equation. Okay, so we have to restrict our interest into the following smaller sublattice. And the final one is coming from the second problem. Of course, this L is smaller than the full root lattice. So full wild group of cleaver does not preserve this L. So we need to restrict our case, group into the smaller subgroup, which preserve our smaller lattice coming from differential equations. Okay. So, but this smaller wild group can be found easily. For example, let us consider the sum of these two simple roots living in the both sides. Then it is very easy to see that the reflection by this simple reflection by this positive root preserve this smaller lattice. So it is enough to consider the small subgroup generated by these sum of simple roots. Okay. And we can also show that these reflection can be recovered from the middle convolution on the connection level. So we just write this subgroup W middle convolution or something. Okay. Yes. And these three problems can be settled down by this theorem. Okay, so this theorem is a general setting, but we have to impose some restriction for the irregular singularity. In this story, I just can only consider the unramified case, or sometimes called untwisted case. So, but anyway, so unramified irregular singularity case, we can trace the same story of the function singularity case. Okay. So let us take unramified Foucault-Turing-Lebesgue normal forms of a collection of the unramified Foucault-Turing-Lebesgue normal forms. And from this data, we can find the quiver as we saw in the previous slide. And also we can find smaller sublattice coming from differential equations. And in this smaller lattice, we can find the dimension vector coming from differential equation, some sizes of Jobson cells of Foucault-Turing-Lebesgue normal forms. And also we can find some complex parameters. Then we could obtain the open embedding of our moduli space of irregular singular connection, irregular singular differential equation into the open subset of the Nakajima quiver varieties. And this quiver variety may have some singularities, but this moduli space is smooth. We can show that. And this embedding is open dense. We can show that. So because of this density, we can keep the story, the index of rigidity is equal to the kit form of the quivers. That story is preserved because of the density of this embedding. Okay, and also we can show the compatibility of the mutual convolution and the wire group action, but we have to restrict our wire group into the smaller groups here. And also we can give the explicit generator of this smaller wire group coming from mutual convolutions. Okay, but we still have some problem because we have to restrict our interest into the smaller lattice and smaller transformation groups. And of course, it need not to be sub-lattice of root lattice is not, sub-lattice of root lattice need not to be root lattice of some Kac-Moody type. So if you want to do something from the theory of the root system only from on this picture, L should have some structure of the root system, but it's not so trivial. So, but this problem can be settled down by taking some lift to the natural root lattice of Kac-Moody type. So we can obtain some good lifting of this lattice to the Kac-Moody type, and also this lift gives a very natural interpretation of the smaller wire group from the full wire group of lifted root system. So we can do some combinatorics of root system on this lifted root system. So we can do almost the same thing in the case of function singularities. Okay. Yes. Oh, okay. So the next slide is some example of the classification of orbit of mutual convolution of moduli space. Okay. The first one is a rigid index equal to 2 case, just rigid case. So the Kac theorem says that rigid local system is just in the orbit of the rank one connection. So it means just orbit of mutual convolution is just only one. Okay. This is just a consequence of the Kac algorithm. And the next case is, it is shown that index of rigidity is always less than 2 and always even number. So next case is 0. Index of rigidity is 0. Then the dimension of moduli space is equal to 2. Okay, so we can classify the orbit of moduli spaces under the action of the mutual convolution by using the theory of the root system in the lifted root lattice. Okay, so there is, because, and some email comes. I'm sorry for me. Okay, so the tits form 0 means that the root is tame root. So these are just null root of affine root systems here. So E6, 7, 8, and so D and A's. And this coming from the quotient of taking a quotient from the lift to the our original one. Okay. And here? Yeah.
So that's the
spandrel
base 3 one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, spandrel base 3.
What does the diagram mean? Is it like a product of the equivalent price in that dimension 4 or not?
This is dimension 2, but this Dynkin diagram is not equal to the quiver of the quiver variety.
Right, so what does that diagram mean?
Means that the symmetry of wild group coming from the middle combination is A1 plus A1.
Is there a way to construct the additive family tree space from that? And this gives the description of two tangent bundles of root equations on both sides by or is it an open part of that?
I don't know, because this is just a lifting from this simple from this lattice, and I don't know the quiver picture of this root system connecting to the original quiver. How it connect to the original quiver to the
system. Isomorphic different A than each jet A, and it's just one definition of
space.
Got this
sequence
of A,
then
what
is
A?
Ah. These, yeah, we can say that these four A's. And just only one D, but.
Are there different spaces? Or is it, my
Okay, so let's go to the next. Yeah, so this is a classification of next case, but there are so many, yeah, it's object, and also there are so many. So I have an algorithm to the classification any dimension cases, but there should be so many, yeah, classifications. So I stop the classification here. So let's go to the next topic here. So this is the final topic of my talk. And okay, so in the previous section, we saw some combinatorial interpretation of the CATS index of rigidity. And in the final section, I want to consider some geometric or topological reinterpretation of the index of rigidity, namely. So I would like to do some comparison between the topological order characteristic of some Riemann surface and our index of rigidity. But first of all, I would like to compare some singularities between the ordinary differential equation and some Planck germs. Okay, so and in the previous section, we should restrict our singularity into the unramified cases, but from this section, we are free from such a restriction. We can consider any singularity even for the ramified cases. Okay, so let us recall to the statement of this section. To give a statement of this section, we should give a review of the Foucault treating level decomposition. Yeah, okay. This is decomposition theory of the local differential modules. So let us consider M. This is a finite dimensional local differential module, and this module have always this kind of elementary decompositions. This simple object consists of some simple connection times some regular single connection. And this simple connection is defined as follows. Let us take some polynomial of minus power function here, minus power of some indeterminate, and also take ramification index Q. And this EFQ is a local differential module, and in the following sense, as a vector space, this is just a field of formal Laurent power series of fractional power of X powered by 1 over Q. And this is just a Q-dimensional vector space of this field. And the action of differentiation is defined by this function F here. Okay, so this is a definition of, this is some kind of irregular part of connection, and this is a regular part of connections. Okay, fluctuating labeled Celli assures that this type of decomposition always holds. Okay. And I would like to consider to this elementary irregular singular module. For this simple elementary irregular singular module, let us define this type of plane curve jumps here. Okay. This is because this function was a function of X powered by fractional 1 over Q. So we needed to take a Galois orbit of this function. So after that, we can get the plane curve jump at X equals 0, because F was the minus power of X, minus power of X powered by 1 over Q. So if we substitute X equals 0, then Y should be infinity. So I think it may have singularity at X equals 0 and Y equals infinity. Okay. And let us just say something about some relation between this algebraic curve and asymptotic analysis of the differential equation in the following. Okay, so let us consider some corresponding differential equation to this simple differential module. Then we can get the solution of this type, exponential with the integration of this term. This is a general solution of a differential equation coming from this module. And let us consider the Laplace transformation of this solution. Yes, taking e powered by minus y and x. Okay. And let us write the phase function of exponential integration by large f x y. Then it can be easily see that this curve corresponding to the critical points of this phase function. Consider the derivation by x of this phase function, then we can obtain the linear part of this curve. So it may be expected that this curve, some singularity of this curve may be related with the synthetic analysis of this integration. But so far, I have no good application of this picture into the analysis of this Laplace transformation. But anyway, we can show the following things. Because, for instance, let us consider the analytic continuation of, this Laplace transformation around y equals infinity. Okay, so let us move y around infinity with a small, very small radius, then critical point of this phase function makes a node. And which is, but this is very direct consequence of the definition of FCQ. But so anyway, so this is isomorphic to the node around the node of the plane curve jump around this singularity. Okay. And moreover, we can say that something about critical values. Okay, so critical values also make a knot in the y is moves around the infinity, and then z moves around somewhere. Then we can obtain the knot into the YZ space. And we can also show that, which is this knot is isomorphic to the knot of the broaden of the original curve of, yes, and around the same singularities. So maybe some structure of singularity of this curve may relate very, very closely related to the analytic, asymptotic analysis of the Laplace integration of the irregular singularities. Okay. And after that, so I have just computed some invariant of the singularities on this curve and also from this on this curve. Okay, so this is just computation, but anyway, so minimum number of the singular point of this Brinkhoff jump can be computed from the irregularity of the differential equation by this simple formula. Okay. So the singularity of this curve is related to the singularity of differential equation. Okay. And gluing them up to the global case, so we would like to analyze the global curve from the differential equations finally. Okay, so from now on, let us consider the global curve from the global differential equations. Okay, so let X be a compact Riemann surface, and we would like to consider the meromorphic connection on this Riemann surface, but we just restrict our case on the trivial bundle case. Okay. Yes, and by the trivialization of this bundle, we can trivialize this connection as well here. Okay, so a small A is a pose of this matrix large A, and let's just take the canonical one form on this cotangent bundle of this Riemann surface. And after that, we can define some algebraic curve on this cotangent bundle, taking the zero divisor of determinant of this matrix function. Okay, and after that, we take the compactification of this curve by this compactification of this tangent bundle, cotangent bundle, okay? And we denote the line of infinity by this sigma. It may be very natural analogy of the spectral curve on the Higgs bundle. Okay, but for the final statement, we need to add some two assumptions. As follows. So one assumption is two technical assumptions. The one is scattering level to decomposition at each singularity. In this decomposition, this residue term of regular singular rank of regular singular term should be one. This is first assumption. And the next assumption is this projective curve may have the singular point coming from the differential equations, singular point of the differential equations. This is just a direct consequence of definition of compactification. This is not assumption, this is coming from the definition. But the assumption is as follows. So let us suppose that this compactified curve has no other singularity coming from differential equations. Under these two assumptions, we can show the following. The first one is the comparison of the local invariants here. This is just a corollary, as we saw in the previous slide here. So minimum number of global curve can be computed from the irregularity at each irregular singular point by taking the rank and the irregularity and some other terms. Yeah, so this is just computation by hand, but accidentally, this formula looks similar with a very famous formula in the arithmetic geometry, so-called the Drain's-Milner formula, because let us look at the first one is a dimension of, it is known that some Milner number was computed by total degree of the vanishing cycle complexes. And first one is some rank corresponding to the dimension of the vanishing cycle here. And in many places, so some similarity between the irregularity and the Swan conductors appears. So if we believe that, so irregularity corresponds to Swan conductors, and these two ingredients correspond. So if we forget about third term, these two formula looks very similar. But I don't know the two reasons of the similarity, but anyways, accidentally we have the similar formula, even in the case. Okay. And finally, but undergoing these local comparison together, so we have the global comparison of the global index, global invariance here. So we can, let us take normalization of C2 as a normalization of this compactified curve. So this is just a compact Riemann surface. And let's take the embedding here. So we can easily show that from this formula, that's the comparison between the dimension of the cohomology of the Riemann surface and the cohomology of the differential equation, or of the differential equation of on each terms. And this is, and this one is easy corollary from this formula. So we can say that some coincidence of the topological Euler characteristic and the index of rigidity of differential equation here. So yes, okay. So that's what I wanted to talk, what I want to speak here. So thank you for your attention. Yep.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Resolving of the singularity of the spectral curve. Yes, exactly. Corresponded to Fukuhara-Chuichi level decomposition. I'm sorry. So here, so yeah. So just considering the analytic continuation of the Laplace transformation, because Laplace transformation helps the singularity at y equal infinity. So analytic continuation around the infinity is very natural thing. So after taking the analytic continuation, then the critical point of this phase function moves around some point, then we could get the knot in the x and y space. And this knot is isomorphic to the knot around the singular point of the Frank Abelian's. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah. Yeah, they're talking about Chandel. Yes, I think so. Yeah.
He's always worse.
Iterated towards not. Yes, because it's algebraic. So, because it is algebraic, not. Not coming from the algebraic cause, always iterated towards not. Yeah, I don't think so. Maybe some restricted one, yes.
Yeah. Thank you.